You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
You know, obesity impacts 1 in 3 Americans, and it's estimated that more than 93 million Americans are affected by obesity. Now, this number is predicted to rise to about 120 million in the next 5 years, and that's sad. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
And we are excited about this show, about our guest. And Brandon, we just got done working out, like always. It's always, I know this, it's workout and then it's podcast. So I know when we're going to schedule the podcast, Brandon's going to get us working out and tell everybody what you had me do that I never thought I could do.
Today we took it to a next level with an exercise we call toe taps. So typically people are standing up when they're performing this movement, picking their knees up, tapping the top of a box. It's about 16 to 18 inches. And Sean typically does it seated.
Yep.
So he sits down, but he still picks up the leg to keep the same motion. And today we decided to pick it up a notch. His leg was feeling good. He's had some lymphatic therapy that's really getting him to get a better range of motion. And today he just stood up, he turned around and knocked it out. And I looked over there. It's like, okay, I guess we're doing it this way now. So it's a great sign to show that, you know, not only do I have to sit there and try to get the best out of Sean, but Sean wants the best out of Sean.
That's good, he's
pushing himself
for it.
So that's what you got to do.
And that's what having a trainer that believes in you, and Brandon believes in me. He says, this is my vision for you. And he knew I could do it. He's like, you know, don't say you can't do it. I haven't been able to balance on one foot in so long.
Yeah.
And with my, you know, my mass that's on my leg. And what did you say? You were getting ready to step up on the whole thing.
Yeah, it's close.
Before long, I'm no wonder my back's hurting because I get wings. Like, I think I'm getting wings on my back right now. Huh? Come on. Everybody thinks I do have a halo, but it's held up with devil's horns, but that's beside the point. But Brandon, thank you for believing in me, man.
Absolutely.
And I did it. I'm feeling really good. You know, my knees are feeling better. And Brandon says, let's up it. And so I'm scared, though, because every time you up it, there's like a new upping that he's getting ready and master planning right now. I feel like he's a mad scientist.
You can always progress.
And he's like, and like his famous statement, I know he says it under his breath, I'll get you, my fatties. That's what he says. So I'm so thankful for you, Brandon. And it's amazing what's going on, man. We're killing it. Big things coming, by the way. Some really big things that we'll explain more whenever we can. We get to go ahead, but we're excited. I mean, I'm excited with how things and helping people. And so I'm excited. But we have an incredible guest today, Dr. Michael Mantell, okay? Dr. Mantell, he earned his PhD degree at the University of Pennsylvania. And after completing, you know, his MS degree in clinical psychology at Hahnemann Medical College, where he wrote his thesis on the psychological effects of obesity. And that's why we're having him on. He served also as the chief psychologist at Children's Hospital and Health Center San Diego and the San Diego Police Department. And he also has been a longtime member of the clinical facility of UCSD's Department of Psychiatry. He's also even helped with the Sandy Hook, you know, the psychological things of the Sandy Hook shootings. He's also been popular guest on television and radio talk shows across America, including Oprah, even before Dr. Phil. So he was the original Dr. Phil. He's Dr. Mantell. He's been on Nightline and Larry King. He's been on Good Morning America. He's been in the health and fitness industry forever and a day. And so we have our hats off to Dr. Michael Mantell. Dr. Mantell, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What an introduction.
Man, that's a big introduction.
I'm not sure what to say.
Well, what can you say? You like say
well,
thank you.
I can say thank you to you for having me on. Thank you to many people for believing in me and helping me through all those things. Some of those things that are past. And I'm on to some new and exciting things. And working with the Obesity Revolution with you folks is one of the more exciting things that I will tell you that I look forward to every day. I look at my email and I say, what am I going to hear from them today? And connecting with you guys on social media, working as we are together to do some very important things that we'll be announcing soon. It's just all terrific. So I'm glad to be a guest of yours today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mantell. And, you know, you have not been obese, but you've had a passion for the obese community. And that's why I gravitated towards you, and I think that we came across each other's paths, is because you have a passion for people that don't fit into society, not only just physically, but mentally. And one of the greatest statements that I think that I can say, a takeaway, that is a personal quote that you say, but it's my favorite, is the link is what you think. It's about that mind. It's about having that link of that if it doesn't start in the mind, the hardest prison to escape is our own mind. And if it's a mental thing, and that's what I found out with obese, and you know, I am obese. I still am fighting through obesity, and my highest weight being 687. I know that it's more than a physical thing, but I had to get over my mind, and I had to get the right thought patterns and become a good mental attitude and how I looked at it. So how did you come up with the link is what you think, and what about the mindset of obesity?
Well, I'll tell you, I wrote my master's thesis in the psychological aspects of obesity in 1971, I think it was, 72. And my father was obese. The chairman of my master's thesis had obesity as well. The day I opened my private practice office in San Diego, California, in 1980, that morning I got a call from folks back east. My father passed away. He was 55 years old. He died from his obesity. And that had sealed in, for me, my connection to it. When I was the chief psychologist at the San Diego Police Department, one of the first things I did was help them place fast food junk candy and all that sugar fat in the vending machines with health foods. They used to call me the fruity psychologist. But your outlook is crucial. Successful weight management. It's not the only thing. It is biological. It is genetic. It's hormonal. It's viral. It is many things. Many studies, though, have supported the power of positive thinking, linking, and I'm not talking about woo-woo positive thinking, but you link unconditional self-acceptance, self-confidence, and optimism as factors that promote long-term changes in behavior. You can learn optimism. Choose the way you perceive the world and explain circumstances. You said, example, just a moment ago, when Brandon gave you some, he said, I was afraid. And you talked about what we call a core belief, helplessness. I can't handle this. This is so hard. I can barely talk. But cognitive restructuring, based on my study with a psychologist named Albert Ellis, who did something called rational emotive behavior therapy, came to be called cognitive behavior therapy. I studied with under that in Beck, the University of Pennsylvania. But cognitive structuring essentially means reviewing and challenging your automatic thoughts and then replacing negative or unhelpful thoughts with major constructive ones. Many people who are successful at weight management use healthy, positive self or affirmations to help with their weight loss efforts. Eating is, and so from that fourth book that I just wrote recently, it's on Amazon, called The Link Is What You Think. Eating, as Sean, as you know, is not automatic. People can learn to take control. Many situations trigger thoughts about eating. But there are techniques that you can learn to avoid or minimize these triggers. Your thoughts determine whether you act in a productive way that strengthens your resistance muscle or in an unproductive way that strengthens your giving in muscle.
That's a good point.
And if you know how to respond to your sabotaging thoughts, that's a skill that you can use for your lifetime to keep excess weight off permanently, which is ultimately the goal. We know that thinkers who have overweight issues or affected by obesity confuse hunger with a desire to eat. They have a low tolerance for hunger and cravings. They like the feeling of being full, They fool themselves about how much they eat. They think that they're comforting themselves with food. People feel hopeless and helpless when they gain weight. And they focus on issues on unfairness. And they give up once they start to lose weight. So the process is for those of us working inside the head is helping people learn how to define their core values. It's really important. What are your personal goals? What would changing your eating habits be worth? Would changing your eating habits be worth caring about? And so forth. A little bit of a long answer to your question, but I think it frames the discussion we're having.
No, that's to chime in on that a little bit. It couldn't be more spot on, you know. I love that. The link is to what you think. Did I say that right? Is that that's so true? Because a lot of times when I'm sitting here at the gym, one, everybody thinks the gym is the answer. Well, the answer is in between your own two ears, you know, and we've got to work on that first,
right.
You know. But a lot of times it's once I get somebody committed enough to know that they've got the willpower to step into the gym,
right.
Then it's go time. Like that's the barrier that we have to break at first. And whatever steps need to be taken or practiced or whatever life events need to happen to an individual to get them to break through that mental mindset can be tough. So I love how it's been broken down and you've analyzed it.
Well, you said something.
I'll tell you something else, that even people of average size, I have a motto, you have to work in before you work it. You have to get inside your head. Let me give you three examples. Irrational thinking. This is what someone would say. Hey, I know I ate a little while ago, but I'm starving. They have to learn to replace that with a rational response that says, I'm having a craving, but that doesn't mean I have to eat.
Right.
Or someone would say, I can't stand feeling hungry. It's awful. The rational response is, it's only uncomfortable. But I can tolerate it. It'll go away. Hey, there's only one more cookie. What's the big deal? If I have that cookie, I only strengthen the habit of giving in.
Yeah.
And so the mindset, Sean, you know I love acronyms.
Yes.
And I'm going to share three acronyms with you. But Brandon, you talked about first thing we have to do is grab hold of what's between the ears.
Let me suggest
one other thing real quickly. The first thing that we have to do in the gym world is have a chair that someone who has obesity can sit in without breaking.
Yeah.
We have to have a bathroom stall that someone who's affected by weight can walk into and reach the toilet paper. And if gyms are not gaining this plus size certification that's coming out, then they're essentially saying to those who are plus size, we don't want you.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
And that's a crucial issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? They need a bidet on that so we can clean our booties, too.
Exactly right. No, and this is why this plus size certification designation is coming down the pipe.
Yeah.
And gyms and hotels and restaurants and you name it that don't have that are basically saying, I don't want you, Sean.
Correct.
Jesse, when you bring your husband here, no, we don't want him. And we have to stop that.
We do. Well, you said something that I love, that, you know, you work in, and I've heard Brandon say that, you work in before you work out, you know what I mean? And even, you know, Shu, our producer, has always talked about that. It's on that inside. But, you know, talking about obesity, okay, and me being one, and I'm an advocate for my community, my people. They are my people. And what I feel is that you're not just obese physically, you are obese mentally.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even more so. I mean, because you think, I can't do this. I don't feel accepted. And there is no acceptance. There is no, you know, how do I get this and get past my feelings of my mind? And then you get trapped in that. And then you like, that's why that, you know, out of those 93 million, 100, you know, 20 million in the next 5 years, that's why 30% of them never come out of their home, because they have no social acceptance. And social acceptance validates us all. Mm-hmm. And so,
well,
go ahead, Michael. What do you think on that?
That's exactly why. And that's what I'm so behind this plus certification. I'd like your listeners to go on my Instagram, Twitter, especially Facebook. And when you see that hashtag plus size certified, comment on it. I'm saying something that folks who have, and you use the term am obese, Sean. And I'd like to respectfully and gently just help you think about it differently. Not that say you are obese, but you have obesity.
Sure.
And it's important to use people first language. Sean has obesity, not Sean. Okay. So, but people who have obesity have three things. They have DIE, PMS, and LFT. Let me explain that quickly. DIE, people who have obesity think in terms that are demanding, insisting, and expecting. It shouldn't be this easy. Shouldn't be this hard. I mean, I should be able to eat what I want. I have to lose weight faster. Then they have PMS. Personalizing, magnifying, and that dirty word, shoulding. They're looking at me. They're thinking badly of me. Mm-hmm. They magnify this in the worst way. They confuse how much are they confuse when they get on a scale, the scale measuring their worth, not their weight.
Yep.
And LFT means low frustration tolerance.
Well, see, that's good too, Dr. Mantell, is that, you know, you said something about all those things of an acronym, and you're right, you're spot on. And like I said, we got about 5 minutes, and I know your time and everything is the essence, Dr. Mantell, and like I said, I appreciate everything, and I want to pour everything out we can. But my thing is that you said, yeah, and you're right about, you know, talking about an obese, you know, I'm Sean Maroney that has an obesity problem, not an obese person named Sean Maroney.
Right.
And
right.
That's a beautiful, you know, way to put it. And I also think about it, I have fat, I'm not fat. You know, that's not
right.
My label, because I have a fingernail, but that doesn't make me a fingernail. And I have hair, and that
exactly.
Doesn't make me a hair. And so
right.
I get that, but a lot of people, though, it's easy to fall in. We need to disable the label is what we need to do. So disabling that label of you, that what I'm looked at, because listen to me, I'm a human. You know, you can put like, man, fat, you know, huge, you know, glutton, whatever, all these things. Well, we should X out all those things and cross them out and say human being. Because I'm a human being, my obesity does not define me. And am I right on that, Brandon? I mean, you working with our tour core, what do you think? I mean, is that like the same way we're going with a lot of these, the people that you've seen? Because the light came on for you. You're like, man, I didn't realize how big the problem was.
Right.
And what do you see in the patterns?
Just getting people, again, once we get them in the door, for them to make that mental decision to come through and make a change, getting them to believe in themselves and understand that they're absolutely worth it and they had value before they even started losing weight or being healthier or whatever variation or goal that they're going for. Because we're own worst critics. So we're going to sit there and beat ourselves up worse than anybody does. And then to go in the acronyms like Dr. Mantell did, you know, the magnification that that we do with things. So it was just neat to see him put it in that perspective, because We've got to break it down mentally before we can do anything physically.
That's a great point. And, you know, talk about childhood obesity. 1 in 3 children today are obese. And we got all these things that children are affected by obesity are 70% more likely to continue being affected by it into an adult. And so my thing is this, Dr. Mantell, and the last thing I want to pull out with you, because, you know, the self-report studies that show that this is what you had put down in your information, and this is incredible information. The studies show that physicians often view individuals affected by obesity as described below more often than any than they do individuals not affected by obesity. And you put in there, like, non-compliant. They think that we're non-compliant, and they think that we're dishonest, we're lazy, we lack self-control, we're weak-willed, we're unintelligent, and we're unsuccessful. And that's what people said whenever I started showing my videos. They said, well, now you can contribute to society, not knowing what I was doing behind the back. So expound on that a little bit.
Real quickly, the number two source of weight stigma and weight bias comes in research comes from doctors. The number one source comes from family and friends. Mm. Nurses who had self-report research, they asked nurses, more than a third of them said they don't want to take care of folks who have obesity. 24% said that, listen to this, that folks with obesity repulse them. 12% said they don't want to touch someone with obesity. Let me leave you with this. Many folks who have weight-related issues, whether they're overweight or obese, are doing what's called emotional eating.
Yes.
Ask yourself, the acronym is HALT. So I'm ready to eat, HALT. Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Or am I tired? Because the fact of the matter is, very simply put, if hunger isn't your problem, then eating isn't going to be the solution.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. So we have a lot of good things to talk about here.
So what you're saying is, if I'm right, if you're not hungry, don't eat. And a lot of us can't tell if we're hungry or not.
And willpower isn't going to get you through it.
That's right.
It's willpower, not willpower. It's willpower. Mm. Being self-compassionate. Wow. Being driven not by will, but by a deep, focused, meaningful desire. Why do you want to become healthy? Stop focusing on losing weight. Let's talk about gaining health.
Good.
And if you understand why you want to achieve and maintain your life goals, that's willpower.
No. Dr. Mantel, you talked about your Instagram, your Facebook, and how can everybody get a hold of you and let us know that?
Well, my website is Dr. Michael Mantell, MANTELL.com. I'm on Facebook, and I love welcoming friends and new people on Facebook. Simply, it's Michael Mantell. On Instagram, it's Dr. San Diego. I wrote a column for many years, and they called it Dr. San Diego. And on Twitter, it's Fitness Psych, PSYCH, or Dr. San Diego. And I'm on LinkedIn as well, Michael Mantell. So please go ahead and connect. I'm happy to answer questions and talk to people and get to know this audience even better.
Good. Well, Dr. Mantell, I love you.
Love you, my friend. You take care. Have a great weekend. Thank you
too.
So much.
Thanks
for
being on. Thank you. Wow, what a powerful, powerful show, Brandon. What's your takeaway?
Man, we could have a couple more episodes with him. I love how he breaks it down and stuff. One thing I couldn't agree with him more, and I just loved how he put it, is that don't focus on losing the weight. Focus on gaining the health.
Nice.
And since day one, we've always said, we get you healthy first, and weight loss is a byproduct of getting you healthy. Yep. So I can't stress that enough. Let's focus on getting things in line, getting you healthy physically, but even more mentally. That's what we got to focus on, as Dr. Mantell went in depth with today. So just excited to hear from him.
And that's a great takeaway. Getting that wellness is that it's not about willpower. It's about wellpower.
Yep.
That's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thing that he said right there. So on behalf of me, Sean Maroney, and we have Brandon Glore here, this is the Obesity Revolution podcast. Go to our website, theobesityrevolution.com. If you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that are right there. Brandon as well. As we always say, my job is getting healthy. So get healthy.
And stay healthy.
On behalf of the Obesity Revolution, we love you all.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.